Hello and welcome to the Nevermind Polly podcast. My name is Matt, I'm your host, and we chat to rock and metal bands from around the world. This is episode number 300 of the Nevermind Polly podcast, and I thought I would bring you guys something special. And that special thing is myself, my wonderful wife-to-be Rebecca, and my best friend Becca getting progressively more and more fucked up as we chat for 3 and a bit hours on a very special drunk cast Christmas edition of the Nevermind Polly podcast. You are listening to this podcast on Christmas Eve. If you are listening to this podcast on day of release, we are incredibly thankful for every single guest who has appeared on the podcast in 2023. This is the end of the year. It's a little bit of fun. It's a little bit of something different, letting our hair down at the end of the year. So you might want to skip this one. We do get progressively more drunk over the 3 parts of this podcast. And we do just want to say a massive thank you to everyone who supported the show over in 2023. And this podcast might not be for everyone. So if you are easily offended, maybe give these couple a skip. And we will be back in January with some killer episodes. Thanks so much. We love support, and we'll see you in the other side. I'm a bit drunk because I'm doing this intro. Anyway, see you in a bit. Peace.
I'm laughing. I can't.
Okay, just let me do the intro, and then we can carry. You can go mental, right? Okay. Hi guys, welcome back to the Nevermind Polly podcast. This is the end of year drunk cast. It's myself, Rebecca, who I'm going to unmute now. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
And then also the other Rebecca in my life, also known as Becca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
How are we? Are you all right?
We're good.
It's an audio based platform, and you both just sat
been
there.
Laughing well.
Look to my knock, are they going to be able to see me?
Oh, God.
I've got nuts in my teeth.
Yeah, oh my God, this is such an... So first and foremost, this is a drunk cast. We are getting progressively more drunk as we record this. And also, this is probably going to be an ASMR-free podcast because they've both got nuts. We're eating on a podcast. That's rule 101 finished. But yeah, this is kind of the end of year, end of wrap party. So I just want to say cheers. What are we drinking? What's going on? I've got a can of Adam Southwold Mosaic Pale Ale at the moment. I'm on number 2.
Really posh, but in reality,
I've got a black cherry with White Claw. I've also got a very cold cup of tea and a glass of red wine and some Coke Zero and some nuts.
I mean, that's a collection of drinks.
I've got 2 bottles of red wine.
You actually
have.
I'm
allowed to get my third.
So Becca is, this is actually an Alcoholic Anonymous group. This is actually a setup for you. But I joke. So we've just done Christmas presents. We've done them off the podcast. I want to say publicly thank you so much for my
for my
presents. They're amazing.
Yeah, both more than welcome.
So I've now got a Nevermind Polly podcast on air button. So that lights up and stuff. It's got like, she hasn't supplied any batteries though, so... You lose point for batteries.
We have got batteries.
You've
though.
Got batteries. What household doesn't have batteries?
This fucking household.
No, we have take got some.
Take them out the TV room.
Take them out the what?
Take them out the TV room.
Take them out your mum's vibrator. How about that?
No, leave Julie alone.
Leave poor Susan alone. So I wanted to start year 2023. It's been a good one, right? Everyone had a good year?
I mean, I'm still here at the end of it, so yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, you're still here. That's the main thing. Yeah. We may make multiple jokes to somewhat like something like Suicide Watch for Rebecca. We are joking. She is sound mentally just about, aren't you?
We're nearly sound.
But I wanted to start, right, and this, we don't generally do topical things, right, but Jordan Fish has left Bring Me the Horizon, so he's now Bring Me the Fish, right? Like... Dude, this fucking weird.
He left.
No. So the main guy who'd done all the shit for Bring Me the Horizon's like fucked off now, which is kind of mad. Because there was a lot of like
talk. End of an era.
He'd been with the band for 11 years, which is a long time. It's like a long time.
Why up and leave? The reason, or just wanted to do something different? Or?
I don't know. Like, so the social media posts they both put up were quite amicable. Is that the right word? Shut up. Spit out. Get the fucking nuts in your face again.
I'm loving it because I'm watching you try and say it properly.
No, so what I was going to say was, yeah, it all seemed like everyone fell out nicely and they all split nicely, but it's just fucking weird, man. So
your parents getting divorced,
isn't it? It is like your parents getting divorced. But yeah, 2023, what's been good about 2023?
I moved down here.
You moved here? Yeah, that's probably the big one, isn't it? How's your first year in Suffolk been?
Gone really quick.
Yeah.
Probably I've been here.
It's a shithole yet.
No, not yet.
You ain't lived here long enough.
No, not yet.
It's all right. It's not too bad. But yeah, so you moved down here. Did we get engaged this year? We got engaged this year as well, didn't we?
Yeah, March.
You did.
Got in March. Yeah, Mark got engaged in March this year. We're getting married next year. That's all very exciting.
I know. We'll be soon seeing this year soon.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm really excited to see Becca. How long have we? I was thinking about this. How long have we known each other?
Right. So
2013.
2013.
Is it 2013? Yes, so we're like 10 years. 10 years this year.
When was Mush Against Cancer?
2013, I want to say. Was it 2012?
I thought it was 2012.
2012, I want to say. I wasn't even 18 then.
So the first time in...
No, I wasn't 18.
11 years, I'm going to see you in a dress. Because you've agreed to be bridesmaid, which I am super excited about. It's going to be...
I've got to shave my legs.
You've got a long dress.
You'll be fine.
Matt was telling me the other day, like, we were in Norwich, and I was like... Can I wear slippers after you? And he was like, you cannot wear slippers.
Can you move closer to the mic, please? Because your mic control is already fucked.
Now I feel like... Mm. I was like, can I wear slippers to the afters? And he was like, you can't wear slippers. I was like, I'm going to have to.
Well, you can wear whatever you want. I think...
Well, to be fair, when my dad got married and Louise, she had some, like, fluffy white sliders on what said Mrs. Haywood on them, so they're slippers.
I'm going to be wearing my Primark specials.
As long as you're comfortable. Well, your dress is long anyway, so I think it's going to cover your feet anyway.
It definitely does.
So, just be comfortable. Like, I'm wearing my Converse. I've got wedding Converse.
You're going to wear socks and sandals.
You know what? Weddings are so fucking expensive, though.
Yeah,
regret any of it so far, but it is fucking expensive.
Even when you try and do it on a budget, it's still... But I'm quite happy with what we've done. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I think you should have done really well.
Well, you've not seen it yet. You've not been there yet.
I mean, I've heard all the kerfuffle.
It's a lot.
I've watched you make a faffing jewelers.
Honestly, the fucking jewelers. Should we talk about the rings for a minute, right?
Yeah, we can.
Because it is fucking mad.
Yeah.
I could have gone down to Cooper's hardware store and bought a fucking curtain ring, and it cost me less money. It probably fitted my fucking finger better.
Oh, God.
Do you know how embarrassing it is as a fucking... Well, to be fair, I'm a fat boy. I'm a fat boy, right? But going to the jewelers, and most, like, women, I would say, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, girls, right? Most women are, like, maybe, like, a J, like... What's that? I'm trying to think of the alphabet. A, B, C, D, F, G...
H-I-J-K-L-M-N-P.
Yeah, like J-H-I, kind of that kind of range, if you're like a smaller, kind of small-handed person. I was a Z.
Mate,
plus four. Do you want to move closer to the mic?
I'm
really struggling to sit still.
I'm small. I've got small fingers.
That sounds really weirdly sexual already. I've got small fingers.
I've got small fingers.
You're a dainty human, though. It's fine.
I mean, I did have small fingers and I got chunky.
Can you remember that time?
No.
Do you want to talk everyone through on the podcast the worst day of your life and I made it 10 times worse?
So I was having a bad day. I'm going to set the scene for everyone that's going to listen. I was having a bad day. Breaking up with my boyfriend. I mean, I was really sad and we were in HMV, weren't we?
Yeah, so we so when did you break up with him? Cause
on his birthday.
Yeah, I know you broke up.
I remember.
You know what? In the event that your ex listens to this, hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Fuck you, Chris.
How are you?
Fucking knobhead.
Hope you still wear your Burberry jacket.
I want it back.
I want it back.
Banter.
Also, if you are listening, can I have my Tommy Hilfiger jacket back, please? I've got the whole set. I'd really appreciate that.
Did you break up with your boyfriend? We were sat in... You just hit the microphone.
Sorry.
You're stressing me out so much. You sat We sat in my car in the car park in like the just go because we went shopping, didn't we? And I remember you were just like, "I need to do something," and I was like, "I'm not gonna tell you what to do, but I think you should break up." And I think you knew then.
I knew ages ago that I weren't happy like at all. And we went to Norwich for the day, didn't we? Because like we did. I needed to go shopping because it was his birthday, and I still had to force myself to go and buy him presents. And we were in HMV and this really sad song come on.
You know what it was, right? So I feel like a lot of people know of have seen the film Shaun of the Dead, right? And the bit where they're in the pub and he's just broken up with Liz and the fucking sad song comes on and he goes, "Oh, who the fuck put this on? It's on random," right? That's what it was like. It was one of those moments where it's just like, who put this on?
And then we went into like office or somewhere, weren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, so
and
so
I really
that happened.
You to a pair
no,
of
no, no,
shoes.
Hang on. So you went into HMV, that happened, and you were like, "Can we just go? Fuck this! Like, I'm just sad now." And then you were like, "Let's go into the office to buy a new pair of shoes." But didn't we go into? I can hear you chewing so bad, Rebecca. Fucking hell!
Are you enjoying them nuts, babe? Yeah.
And you went into HMV, so we went to HMV, and then you went to a shoe shop or a clothes shop. That was it. We went into like Zara or something like that, and then you said to me, "Oh, like nothing fits. Like I've gained weight and all this kind of stuff."
I was having a really bad time.
You were having a really bad time, and I was like, "Oh," and we were like, "Okay, let's not go shoe shopping. Let's not go in any kind of music shop because they're gonna play fucking sad songs for some reason." And then you walked into shoe. Talk everyone through what happened. What I said to you, and bear in mind, we've been friends for like 11 fucking years, and I'm never that mean, but it was just funny. It was just funny how it came out. But go on.
We were walking, and I was like, I don't know if I was looking at Doc Martens or Converses, but I was looking at one of the two, and Matt literally looked at me dead in the eyes and went. "At least your feet haven't gained weight."
Hang on, I've got a thing for that. Hang on.
I was
the
worst time of my life, about to break up with my boyfriend, and my best friend of 11 years was like, "Well, at least your feet ain't got fat, Becca."
Well, you know what? I always try and look at the positives in life.
And yeah, broke up with him the day after his birthday, the Queen's Jubilee.
You know what? But to be fair, you are in a much better space now, which is good.
Oh, God, yeah.
Which is good. And also, fuck Chris, because... Fuck Chris. Actually, not to go on too much of a rant about him, but... You know,
we're
going to
start ranting.
You know what is quite funny? The fact
we can hang his dirty laundry out if you like.
It's fine. No, what I was going to say was, it was just quite funny that he was in a band... Which will remain nameless, right?
Oh.
Which will remain nameless, but...
Rebecca knows exactly because she's sent the messages.
Remain nameless. And he bought, like... How much was his guitar he bought?
He bought a guitar that actually matched the car. I can't remember the name of the band now, anyway.
Yeah, you can. You just don't want to air it on the podcast.
You air it.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, and... not that the band was shit or anything. He's shit, like he's... But he can play Wonderwall and that's about it.
Which was funny.
He bought a guitar, it was blue and shiny, come in a case. I don't really know.
As most guitars do.
I don't know what guitars meant to come like. But yeah, it was blue and shiny. The band broke up about a week after he bought the guitar.
It's just funny. It's just funny. You know what that is like? It is like getting your partner's name tattooed on you. As soon as you do that, you're doomed. I'm looking directly at Rebecca. Don't ever.
I'm not.
I know we love each other.
No.
But also we're realists and just don't do it.
It's not my style anyway. No. My mum's got a tattoo of my stepdad.
God bless Susan.
Don't you worry. I'm not going to do anything like that. Yeah. If I wanted something to represent me and you, it'll probably be a tattoo of like a
stinky old fart.
No. It'd probably be, I don't know, like,
a whoopee cushion.
Matt's ass.
just a tattoo of my actual ass cheek and then asshole.
Poof.
A little poof.
Oh dear.
You know what? I've been excited for this fucking thing all day. I'm so giddy.
Name on here anyway, so I'm going to carry on with another story. That's quite interesting. If he does listen to this, I'm in for it.
Yeah, actually, just fuck him. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
It's going in my hair. Sorry.
I've got nuts on my teeth. I'm just trying to eat more nuts to get the nuts out.
Carry on your story.
When I first got with him, he had like his whole, he has his stomach tattooed, right? And I'm pretty good at guessing like what people have tattooed. And I've got shit tattoos, mm-hmm. right? But no one's ever had to ask me what it is.
Right. So, all right. So what?
And we were laying in bed. And like, I was like, what is your tattoo? Mm. And he was like, it's two swans fighting.
Right.
And I'm like, I've got up out of bed. I'm like, is it? I'm like, where's the swan? Yeah, and I've never.
So, like, I think it'd be quite funny because I know that I've got shit tattoo. You've got a shit tattoo. Have you got a tattoo you dislike, Rebecca?
No, not really. No.
Rebecca's sensible then, because I've got fucked it under my kneecap and a girl's name tattooed on my arse cheeks.
That is true.
You've got what tattooed on your arse cheek?
I have my ex-best friend's name tattooed on this arse cheek, I think.
It's a good job this is an audio platform.
She's got
my bum out again. Why has she got your bum out again?
Yeah, I've got Shannon with a lover on my arse cheek. I forget, I've got it half the time and then I'm like, I'm drying. I'm like,
so it's just when you dry it,
which is a shame because over the past year I've actually got some semi-decent ones.
You have so yeah, I to be fair, the only tattoo I this is so fucking shit, right? And then, you know what, this is the thing when you get tattoos, I think nowadays, and I say nowadays, now I'm in my 30s, right? If I got a tattoo now, I stand by my tattoo. Like, do you know what I mean? I've got it done. I don't give a shit what anyone else thinks. It's my tattoo. It's my body. Whatever, right?
You got your download dog, didn't you?
No. I don't regret the download dog. What I do regret is the one lower down on my arm. When I went home to my parents at 18, proudly presenting my forearm. The thing is, there's two problems with this, right? Firstly, I'm not built to have tattoos on my... whatever this part of my body is, upper arm, yeah, right. See, if I was built like a brick shit house and worked out, like, that would be kind of cool, right? But I'm not, I'm fat and flabby, right? And that's fine, I live with that. That's fine. I'm gonna put Rebecca in the sin bin while she's choking to death.
That caught me off guard.
Stop
going in the sin bin, please?
Yeah, by the way, when I say the sin bin is when I put them on mute if she starts doing a coughing fit or something, but yeah, so. I thought it was really cool, like this thing. I went on DeviantArt, if you guys know what that is. It's like an art kind of sharing platform online.
Is it where you can nick other people's tattoos?
Yeah, pretty much. No, it was something that someone had drawn, and I was like, oh, that's fucking sick. And basically, it's an hourglass with two roses. Now, I went home proudly presenting this tattoo, and my sister looked me dead in the eye, and went, what have you got an egg timer on your fucking arm for? Right? And after that, I don't care. It was literally like nearly... I was about to say 15 years ago. It wasn't quite that long. It's getting on for like 15 years ago. But I got it in a couple of years. And it's like, cool, I'm not that bothered. But at the time, I was like, but my tattoo's not, it's a fucking hourglass. And I'm like, you sound like the biggest twat and the biggest, like, dickhead. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just put your hand up. Why have you put your hand up? Just speak into the microphone, you fucking retard.
My biggest question is, did you post that on Facebook?
No.
Hashtag
first ink. No, what I do have though is
hashtag egg timer.
What I do have though is a picture that I uploaded to my Hotmail account, my email account, of me literally like holding my arm to present the tattoo. Like, I'm like, you know when we take the piss out of fucking football fans and like, I'll get the stone badging,
get the stone island badging.
get the badging. That's literally how I felt with my tattoo. Get the tattoo in. What a fucking wet sack. Oh, so funny. So fucking funny. But you know what? I recently got a new tattoo. I got my little ghostie on my leg.
I love him.
I say, this is audio platform, so you're meant to see that, but I got a little ghostie. You got some tattoos this year, didn't you, Rebecca?
I did.
I keep calling you Rebecca and you Rebecca. Becca, sorry.
I did.
Talk us through your tattoos.
I've had quite a few. I got my chest done.
You did. How much did that hurt?
That went too bad.
Yeah, but to be fair, you're
sit like granite.
You do sit like granite. You're a bit of a fucking weirdo in that respect. Like, you, like, I, when I get tattooed, I am the definition of a little bitch. I sit there and I squirm. I never audibly complain, but in my head, I'm like, this fucking sucks. And I know tattooing it sucks, but this, I'm just like, yeah, this fucking sucks. But yeah, go on.
I had my chest done. What's well done? I had my shrine done on my leg. That takes up.
What's the shrine? You have to explain to people. No, you can't show
it's
me.
On your shin.
I've got to look at it to explain it.
Okay,
it's on your shin.
It's on my shin. It links to my kneecap. It's got cannabis leaves. I ain't spoke to weed since I was 17.
Move closer to the mic. There you go.
I've got a tooth. It's like it's like a knife with like devil horns, really.
It's well.
It's like a skull with horns. It's more like a goat kind of skull.
A goat. It's basically a goat skull with a knife going through it with some cannabis leaves.
It looks like it could be with on some, a like, knockoff Slipknot merch.
It's not knockoff Slipknot merch. I paid for my. It could be.
It could be a Slipknot T-shirt.
Doesn't. But yeah, I've got like skull and bones. Cause I don't.
It looks
really
good though.
I don't really.
It just
looks
really good.
I don't really have girly tattoos. I got my wine and skull hand tattoo at London Tattoo Convention.
Nice. How was that?
That was good. Didn't have to stand up on a table in front of everyone like I did the year before.
Why did you have to stand on a table?
When I got my it done, because I'm so sure.
When you say it, you mean the horror movie character.
Yeah, the horror movie character. I've got the him on the back of my leg, but because I was so short, they couldn't get the stencil in the right place.
Yeah.
So I had to stand up on this massage bed.
I don't know why that's funny. I'm looking at you dead in the eye. That's
like,
just funny.
I can't stress how scary that was. Like, and obviously, I'm looking at my uncle, like, and everyone I went with, like, reassurance. I'm like, if I fucking fall, you bastards better catch me, like, to get the stencil on. But yeah, got that done.
I'm nerding out on podcast stuff. I'm looking at the levels, and we're all the same. But I'm like freaking out. I can't hear you, Mav. But you're fine. Carry on. It's all in my brain. I've had two beers, and this is the first time we're using all the internal.
Stuff. I've had a couple of tattoos. Been to a couple of conventions for tattoos.
Cool. How about you, Rebecca? Do you have any tattoos this year? I can't remember if you got.
No, I had two last year though.
Yeah, because you've got your. I think my favorite tattoo you've got is probably like the balloon one.
Yeah, the cat one, the hot air balloon cat.
Yeah, I like that one. It's cute.
Yeah, it's my favorite one.
Why haven't you said none of my tattoos are cute?
I mean, your Shannon's all right.
<That's> cute. You fucking asshole.
The one on your ass.
The fucked it. So, oh,
yeah, I called it Sky.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cute. It's one of my favorite ones.
That is really cute, though.
It's really cute.
I've got my spider.
Speaking of cats, our cat has finally decided to settle down.
That's because I sprayed catnip on his toys.
They basically drugged the cat.
We drugged the cat. It's fine. But don't distract him now.
I'm just looking. I know.
I'm just saying.
The table.
He's all right. He's good.
He's cute. You see him?
Yeah. And now I can't stop staring.
But yeah. So we've had. Stop it, fucking child. No, don't. This is going to be fucking an audio nightmare for me to edit.
Just let them listen to it. They've got ears.
Well, no, because just...
Hopefully they don't listen to the 10 minutes of me and you slagging Chris off.
Oh, that's... all of it is staying in.
If you want his Instagram, then I'd happily...
No, you're not.
It's street.
Shut. Street. I'm going to put you in the fucking sin bin again.
Got it before you put me in the sin bin.
It's fine. Yeah, so this year's been good though, right? Yeah. I feel like this year's been productive. I feel like I've done 104 fucking podcasts this year.
That's
not to, you know, like make this about myself because it's not about me, but like that is a lot. And I'm super proud and I'm kind of glad that this is ending this year with just us getting pissed and having a drink, you know?
Mm.
But yeah, it's been.
I'll tell you, I signed
Chris
up to all like, the dirty
websites. Wait,
no.
Into the microphone.
Oh, no, okay. So the other month at work, we were bored and. We went on port. We were like signing. Well, I was signing one of my friends up, her ex boyfriend up to all these websites, like Jehovah's Witness, and all that. You let your imagination run wild. And we then started on He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Who?
Chris.
Oh, right, Chris. Yeah.
And we went to go sign him up to Pornhub with his email address.
Hang on a minute. You carry on talking.
With his email address, right? And he already had an account. He already had a pub account, and then we tried OnlyFans, and he also has his email address used for that.
Oh,
and we also done like the hairline. hairline. Oh, I felt horrible. I felt, but that was like the highlight of my, that was the highlight of my last end month of the year.
Yeah, we had festivals as well. Festivals was good, wasn't it? Festivals this year.
Yeah,
we went to Outbreak.
Death Grips.
Yeah, that's good. I went to 2000 Trees. That was good.
And you went to Download.
I went to Download. That was really
good. I didn't go to any festivals apart from when I went to see Limp Bizkit. Yeah, which we could say were a day festival, kind of.
It was a day festival.
Or a day gig. That was good. That was the only one I went to this year.
Yeah, it was good.
But it was really good.
Do you guys have any kind of thoughts on the current crop of festivals and shit this year, for next year? Because I think it's some of them are good, some of them are less good.
Download are clearly running out of ideas and money.
Mm. Yeah, Download is a fucking weird one. Like, it's so fucking weird, right? Because for years, and the thing is, I've realised that because of making content for so long about like festivals and stuff, and that's how obviously me and Rebecca met and all the rest of it. Like, and Becca was obviously heavily influenced and part of that as well. It was like, yeah, Queens of the Stone Age are great, right? Fall Out Boy are great, right? Avenged Sevenfold are just another Download headliner. But like, I'm just so not fucking bothered. Do you know what I mean? I mean, Limp Bizkit have just been announced as like another band on the bill, which is cool. But
I think they should headline than Fall Out Boy, to be honest.
It's kind of about relevancy. You know what I mean? Like, when was the last time Fall Out Boy were relevant?
The last time I saw them play were Download 2014, so it will be 10 years when they play next year. So that's when I saw them.
It is weird. But this year is really good. I really enjoyed Limp Bizkit. Have you ever seen Limp Bizkit, Becca?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They were out fucking
It was still outrageous. Mental about where we were. We were quite far back and there was still an atmosphere. It was
just one of those things. It was a weird gig because they had Limp Bizkit, Joey Valance and The Bray, who I fucking love. Yeah, they are amazing. Yeah. They had that headline, other artist whose name I've forgotten. Yeah, the black fella whose name I've completely forgotten off the top of my head.
He was really good though.
He was good, but he was like pop punk kind of vibe, wasn't he? Mm. And like, yeah, just kind of, it didn't fit with the overall aesthetic. Pendulum, obviously, they were fantastic. Although really, really fucking quiet. So quiet, weren't they?
But you'd send him at Download earlier that year.
Yeah, but what I mean is, it was like, to be honest, it was played, and I'm not saying it was, it sounded like it was played through like a backing track, but like half the volume. And I don't mean that they weren't playing live, but that's kind of, it's like if you're listening to like, it's like if you were listening to a badly mixed CD, like as in the actual volume of the music you were listening to was not put to its highest volume and then said, do you know what I mean? Like it sounded really like quiet to me at least. And then you got Limp Bizkit who just sounded like a fully-fledged like fucking headliner. Do you know what I mean? Who else were on that bill? I can't remember now. There was a few others, weren't there?
Matt Tuck came out as well.
Yeah, Matt Tuck from Bullet from Valentine. That's cool. And the other thing I did think as well, it's the second gig/festival of this year where we got, or between me and yourself, got tickets for cheap.
Yeah.
Because I got a ticket for £60 for the pair of us for Limp Bizkit. I got my Download ticket for £200, which is a fucking steal. Like, I'm still, like, gassed about that. And I know people will say, like, he got the early bird and say, oh, we got it for, like, £200 anyway. But, like, I got it, like, 3 days before the festival at £200. It was a fucking steal. It was well good.
Yeah.
That was really, really good. And we went to go and see Outbreak, didn't we? Went to Outbreak Festival.
I'm not in my case, bear with.
Okay, so we went to, me and Becca went to Outbreak. Was it your first time in Manchester?
Not my first time in Manchester. No, it wasn't my first time in Manchester.
The one thing, the overriding feeling about Outbreak was the fact it was so unbelievably hot.
I was sweating from every fucking crevice.
It was so fucking hot. And the thing was, it was, did you know, so next year for 2024, they've moved back to the BEC Arena in Manchester, where they originally started out, and then they went to Depot Mayfield, which is obviously like a lot bigger, and now they've gone back to a smaller venue, which, because I know there was a few people who had a few issues and stuff with the previous with Depot Mayfield. We had a fine time.
Like, it was hot, it was sweaty, but you wouldn't expect anything less, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it was very, very hot.
I got to introduce you to Death Grips.
You know what? I have said this a few times in this podcast about Death Grips. I don't think I've ever seen a... It was basically that whole fucking day was so intense for music. Like, you know, there was fucking... Who was on that bill? There was Candy on that bill. There was Soul Glow. So fucking Soul Glow. We'll get to that. There was Scowl on that bill. There was like Narrowhead, who were less kind of heavy, but they're really good. Jesus Peace, fucking hell. We were at the back of the fucking... We were at the back of the standing... Because Outbreak has got like barriers, so you've got like the bit without the barrier. So you have to like... There's two... There's like a... Halfway across the room, they split the room in two with a barrier. So they're like, there's a certain amount of people go into that area, and then obviously...
You have to sign a waiver to go into that area.
Yeah, which I don't know how legally watertight that is, but...
we both happily signed it.
We did happily sign it. So that was kind of cool. Yeah, Jesus Peace. We were at the back of that. They were so fucking aggy. But yeah, so it went Soul Glow, Jesus Peace, Code Orange, fucking Death Grips. Now, fuck me.
Fuck me, Death Grips and Code Orange were so good.
Code Orange, like, well, I've said this fucking hundreds of times in this fucking podcast, how much I love Code Orange. I mean, like, everyone in the UK waited 3 fucking years to hear the songs from Underneath, and when they played Swallowing the Rabbit Hole, I just fucking lost my shit. Like, and I'm so... looking back at it now, I regret not going in the pit. At the time, the pit was so fucking mad, I was like, I'm not going in, but, like, I was fully... like losing it. It was in fucking incredible. And then Death Grips was just a whole different
whole
league.
Different fucking level. Like that was intense.
You know what? So I the last time I felt that intense at a gig was probably when I saw Black Dahlia Murder, maybe like circa 2013, 2014 in Norwich. And obviously, same one up, Trevor, who's along with us of Back to the Murder. Just a shirt, a big chunky man with a shirt that's just literally getting in people's faces and just screeching in their face. And I was just like, this is heavy. Like, do you know what I mean? But Death Grips was just heavy. Like, yeah.
Death Grips
fucking
was a
band.
Different fucking atmosphere. Like, I've not been to any gig where I've seen that atmosphere.
You know what? I feel like I understand the majority of music, and I can get my head around it. I can decide for myself if I like or dislike it. I could not get any kind of fucking handle on Death Grips and what they were doing that night. It was just so like, and it was the fact that there was like, you know, a lot of bands use visuals and stuff like that to kind of project themselves onto the audience and project their kind of vision.
They just had red lights.
They just that oppressively bright red light. They were all backlit, so you couldn't see them at all. Just silhouettes of these people.
That's what they're about, like, though. Like, a lot of it's like.
And you just went mental. I've never seen you so fucking hyped for anything in your entire life. You were living the best
life. My tit popped out. Like, because I took my jumper and that off and everything, didn't I? And like, my tit popped out during Guillotine. but that was so good. Like, I've seen them play before, and I was like years ago, but hearing them play Guillotine then, like this year, was so different.
Yeah, it did.
And I mean, like, that was like a... Like,
yeah,
I relived being young.
It was fucking amazing. And do you know what as well, like, getting pressed for that was fucking super wicked as well. And you know, I want to say this on the podcast now, next time when festival season comes around, which won't be 2024, will be 2025, because we're obviously, me and Rebecca are getting married. Like, I love just like, because we done Bloodstock 2022,
yeah, last year,
yeah,
last August,
yeah, last August. We done that as kind of guest press. We done it as guests, didn't we? Thanks, Pia. Shout out.
Thanks, Pia.
Yeah, thanks, Pia. For
Pia gave us a really good weekend.
He gave us a really good weekend. And you know, I personally don't take any of that shit for granted, man. I fucking love it, and I got to go to Trees this year, and I'm taking you both to Trees in 25 because Trees is so fucking good. I think that is genuinely my favorite festival. Like,
see, that's really hard though, because like, Download has like a proper soft spot in my heart.
Oh,
like,
mate, I've got the fuck. I've got literally the Download fucking dog in 2016. The first year I went, tatted on my arm. Like, I love that.
Do you
want
to talk about the first year you went?
We could talk about that if you want.
Do you want to talk about the weekend you packed for Ibiza?
Do you want to talk about? Because I've talked about it fucking load. You can talk about it if you want. You can tell the story from your perspective, because I've told it 1,000 times.
I don't know how to put it from my perspective. You just fucked up.
I didn't go, but basically Matt thought it was a full week in Ibiza, and he didn't pack any waterproofs.
I love the fact that
and he got wet through
the bus.
Yeah, you know what?
You packed a t-shirt and shorts, and you needed waterproofs and willies.
That's a very surmise way of putting it. Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone's wearing docks and Matt's wearing sandals.
it wasn't quite that bad. But what I will say is the fact that I remember me and you like having like lengthy conversations prior to like download happening. Of being like, right, you need to take that.
Mummy cuddled Matt for his first festival. That weren't my first time going, like, at all. And I was like, you need to pack for the worst.
Yeah.
Obviously, just take it. You might need it.
Even I go wash his feet in Darby's Burger King.
It's funny now looking back at it because, like, it was so fucking dumb. Like, that whole fucking thing was so dumb. Like, so, like I say, we spoke for fucking weeks on end on the phone in person. Like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, blah, blah, blah. Like, really building the fucking hype for this festival. And then, like, the first 2 days, it's fucking roasting. Like, it's literally, like, 100 degrees or whatever outside. It's so fucking hot. And it's lovely. It's great. And we're all having a lovely time. And then, like, Friday happens, about half three, something like that. And I know that because Baby Metal played around that time. And I missed Killswitch Engage because of the fucking downpour. And I remember, again, shout out our friend Dan, who we all collectively... You actually met Dan.
He's that little guy that wears Stone Island.
Yeah, he does wear a lot of Stone Island. He won't listen to this, it's fine. We saw him at Russell Howard, which we'll get onto Russell Howard in a bit, I guess, because Russell Howard was great. But yeah, we... So it was me, him, my friend Johnny. Shout out Johnny.
Johnny brought everything but the kitchen fucking sink. He even brought a guitar.
He was the cunt who brought a fucking guitar to a fucking music festival. And I remember walking up the fucking hill, walking up the fucking, the bridge, isn't it? And literally, he had like this trolley that's just been like strapped together with fucking gaffer tape and it all just falls apart. And I just remember looking around going, oh, for fuck's sake, it's gonna be a long fucking festival. Because that was the biggest squad we had, wasn't it? It wasn't 2017, 2018 was the biggest.
Because I remember that year we camped in black because I was in a foul mood about camping in black.
Yeah, now looking back at it now, I couldn't give a shit where we fucking camped. I camped in quiet this year, it was great. I fucking loved it.
I always camped in blue camps.
Did you just camp there because it was really convenient?
Just camped there every time.
So there was me, Johnny, Dan, Tara, Baz, you, Bex, Terry,
Dylan,
fucking shout out gay Dylan, love gay Dylan. Who else was there? Dan, Jess and James. Was that everybody? Oh, and Polish Adam, who's not actually Polish. We just called him Polish Adam for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, because that was the year Tiago lost his glasses.
And Tiago, of course, fucking literally Tiago. Love Tiago. Yeah, that was so funny because, like I say, Baby Metal came on, the fucking... And I remember my friend Dan, shout out again, Dan, just for being the absolute biggest wet sack I know. There's about 10,000 people in front of us. There's probably about fucking 25,000 behind us. The fucking rain starts. And he's like, oh, someone cuddled me, I'm getting wet. Like, literally, it's not even an exaggeration, right? And we just looked around and went, what the fuck are you going to do? But like, do you know what I mean? And it fucking...
You know what? Dan is absolutely lovely. Though.
Yeah, he's like he's one of my oldest friends, but he is
That was the year that Dan never went in a mosh pit.
Mm.
And I got him to come in with me.
Yeah.
And that was also the year he went into crowds there, so I've put my jacket over my knees.
Yeah.
So I don't get muddy trousers. Tiago's moved my raincoat over. So he stands on my jeans, not my coat. I'll never forget that. I had muddy jeans.
That was funny.
That was a good year, though.
Can I ask a question on the podcast? Becca, why do you always cry at certain things, right? So it was really funny.
I know you're about to
really funny, right? So how much do you love Ozzy Osbourne? How much are you going to cry when he eventually passes
away? I'm literally going to phone in sick.
You're going to phone in sick?
Yeah, like I've told work that I'm going to phone in sick and say my granddad's dead again.
You can't say that when you've literally said to me, I want to do some unholy things to Ozzy.
Do you know what, right? I just love him. don't know if it's because of the drugs.
What, the drugs you've taken or the drugs he's taken?
I mean, I wish I had that man's fucking stamina. Like, the man sniffed ants in front of Motley Crue.
I mean, that's, yeah, fair.
Like... No, I just love him, and I know where you want this story to go.
Oh, what, when you cried? Yeah, to back Sabbath. It was funny.
Oh, that was like because I think it was the year before. We
It was 2018, because it was the year that we nearly died. Can you remember? On the way home. Oh my god! Right. So, do you want to tell the story? Because it is funny. And also, we're talking about people who are a fucking bunch of knobheads. Fuck Bex as well, while we're on this subject. You said fuck Chris. I've got a fuck Bex. Rebecca can have a fuck someone in a minute, but fuck Bex.
I've never been so annoyed about that. No, like, bear in mind, like, I don't come home with tents.
The thing was, you had got a lift there, is that right?
Yeah.
You'd got a lift to the festival with your dad.
Because that was the year that I was in a car accident. Gillian.
Yeah, it was Gillian, wasn't it?
Yeah, because that was the year she rolled her car, and she rolled her car in the May.
Yeah.
I had severe anxiety about, like, being in cars. Dad dropped us off, but you brought me home. And, like, she was just fucking useless. Like, Bex didn't let me put the tent down anything.
Let's paint the picture, right? So I have a 2001 Nissan Micra. The old style Nissan Micras,
she
right?
She was a gem.
And she was a gem. We fucking love. Send one up for her, I tell you.
She definitely fell in her MOT now.
Yeah, she definitely fell. You know what? Oh, I can't remember my part. I was going to see if she was still, like, alive, but I can't remember my number plate. What I was going to say was, yeah, so myself, Terry and Bex took, obviously, Driv in the Nissan Micra all the way to download. It was fine, whatever. We met you and Gillian because your dad had dropped you off and I was going to bring you home. And Gillian was going to go with Tom.
Gillian went with Tom and Ross and Ashton. Yeah, that's it. I come back with you.
Yeah, and I just remember being outside Bex's flat and she just took everything, like, and I'm not exaggerating for the podcast. I mean, she literally took fucking, like, camping bedding and all this other fucking.
Take a fucking pillow.
All this other bollocks, right?
I used to sleep in leggings and a deer.
It was so unnecessary.
Bite when you're there.
Anyway,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, bite when you're there.
The vlogs are no longer online, that, so that's our problem. The vlogs are no longer online.
We're not a prima Madonna.
But I will pay for the toilets.
But yeah, so. They're just having a fucking conversation. So the vlogs are no longer online and stuff, but you could see in my car, because you've watched the vlog, haven't you, Rebecca? You've seen 2018 download.
Yeah,
because that's how obviously we met. Well, that's how you found me, and then
that's
I
how
found
I found you,
and,
through your content. Yeah,
yeah. So it was just fucking mad that she took that much shit, and then I remember just we
throw me under the bus with this story.
I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm throwing fucking Bex under the bus because fuck her. No, I'm not. I don't mean that. But all kind of does. But anyway, yeah. So basically,
he definitely does.
I've only had 3 beers, and I'm already backtracking on what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say.
I don't mean fuck her, but with a bit of respect, I mean she can go fuck herself.
Exactly. Well done. Thank you. No, what it was the fact that she took all the kitchen sink and everything else, and then we got to the festival, and then. We had an argument that day. Me and Bex had an argument that day on the Sunday because I said, no one wants to be here Monday morning, right? I just want to get dressed, get home and get a clean shower. So I said, right, if we wake up at like maybe 5, pack the tents down, just get to the car. You lot can all sleep in the car. I'll just drive home. And she was like, oh, no, I want to have, like, a bit of a lay-in. And I was like, cool, well, then you can drive then. And she was like, well, I'm not insuring your car. I was like, bollocks to that, doesn't matter. That's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is if you're so bothered, you're the only other person in this car that can drive. If you're so bothered and want a lay-in, you can drive home, right? Which I thought was a kind of reasonable response. She was just like, no. And then I kind of... selfishly, bit of a dick of me, I guess, kind of kicked off and went, no, fine, fuck it. We'll watch Ozzy Osbourne, the final headliner, and then we're going home.
I was happy with that. I got to see Ozzy.
We'll drive home during the evening, and that is what we did. And All I'm going to say is God bless Terry. We fucking love Terry because Terry...
I could have been in another car accident.
Terry kept us all alive that night because... But before we get to there, we were walking across the car park and I want to publicly and personally apologise to Becca for being a fucking knob that night because all I wanted to do was get home and not cause an argument.
But guess who got the brunt of it?
You did get the brunt of it. But you know, that's why we're still friends and me and Bex aren't, because Bex is a fucking prima donna and you're not.
I took a bag with me.
You took a bag, right? But the fact was that she basically was like just basically drinking and milling about and not really helping us take all of her shit back to the car. We got to the car and she was like, where am I going to stick all my stuff? I didn't realize we were taking Becca. And
She knew I was coming back.
Yeah, she didn't know.
It was known since Gillian, when Gillian had her accident, I was in there. Like, I was getting, Dad was bringing me down with Gillian. You were to take me home.
Yeah, you did, yeah. And that was the thing. It was just kind of like one of those things where it's just like, this is fucking dumb. And then we drove home and we shouldn't drive. Although I didn't drink, that is something I do want to reiterate. I didn't drink at all on Sunday. I
just smoked weed instead.
I didn't smoke weed on Sunday. I was so fucking tired. Like, I basically was falling asleep at the wheel. And I managed to get home. And I remember we were driving through Norwich, or the outskirts of Norwich, where Bex lived. And she said to me, she was like, oh no, like, Matt, you're driving like too close to the curb, whatever. And I remember pulling up, like, slam my fucking brakes on. I was like, look, bitch, do you want to fucking drive? Because I've driven all fucking night and you're the only other fucking twat who can drive. And do you know what I mean? And she was like, no, I don't want to drive. I was like, sit down and shut the fuck up then.
Do you know what this is starting to sound like?
A rant.
And we're slagging off.
No, because she's not my mate, because she's a fucking knob. But the point I'm making is I'm glad that I am away from people who are no longer, who are basically cunts. I'm just going to say
that. At least, right, none of them are nonces.
Drink a whole bottle of wine.
That cream's really good already, because I can feel it, and it's already scabbing over already.
Brilliant.
That cream's brilliant.
It is good enough.
That gel, I can feel it, it's scabbing
over.
I've
got about half a glass left.
Brilliant. Right, so... What should we talk about? Something cool, something interesting.
Christmas. I love Christmas.
I'm sick of Christmas.
Christmas is right, okay. So I've got to write this down. 45 to 47.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one up there.
Excuse me.
Okay, so Christmas.
I got a nut stuck.
We've had this Christmas tree up for a little while now. It got up like November, didn't it?
Yeah.
Is that too early?
No.
Yes.
Not to me, it's not.
Why is it too early?
It's not even December.
It is December. It's
I had it put up the day after Bonfire Night.
That's so early.
Yeah, but you know what, right? There is a reason for that.
Gives me more time to enjoy it.
That, but also because we are a little one-bed flat, right? And we needed to put something in the loft, if I remember rightly. And we basically, long story short, we don't have a fucking ladder. So I had to get my parents to get a collapsible ladder. We had to go up the loft and get it. So I said, why don't you just get the decorations down? We can just have them in the front room and then we'll put them up when we need to. And then put it up the same day. So there we go.
My tree went up under a week ago.
I like Christmas though. Christmas is cool.
I'm going to be real sad when I set our tree down.
I hate buying Christmas cards.
Do you want to talk about your Christmas card experience?
The Christmas card story.
Oh, okay, the Christmas card story, yeah.
Well, not the Christmas card story.
I only found out what happened when I came here earlier on.
I don't even know how to word it other than I literally all
right,
had autism.
So basically, right.
In card factory.
Basically, you can't say.
I can't. I work with adults with learning disabilities.
For fuck's sake. So what I was going to say was basically, because actually, you know what I do want to just quickly shout out? Good old fucking TPD, because they were talking about this on their podcast about... it was specifically Card Factory and the fact that Card Factory is basically shit. And the fact is they don't give you the good customer experience because it's basically... No. But what I'm getting to is essentially Card Factory is a free-for-all, right? In the sense of like, it's like they open the doors. Sorry, any audio listeners got headphones, I'm going to talk right into the microphone. It's gone 3, 2, 1. Bondo! Do you know what I mean? And everyone just fucking goes mental.
It's horrendous.
It's a bit like Primark. Primark is exactly the fucking same. There's no space to look at anything because any space that's been taken is taken by product, trying to ram it in your face to then put it in your basket to put it through the till. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Whereas you take something like Clinton's cards, which is a premium higher end shop, premium higher end products, so to speak, they have a lot more space. You can make a lot more of like
they're expensive.
The reason they have a lot more space is like Rebecca said, they're more expensive.
Yeah, but the fact is that is what you're paying for. You're paying for the experience of not going to Card Factory. Because you
can fact that the Hallmark cards.
Well, yeah, that too. But also you can pick up 10 cards for £1 in Card Factory.
Yeah, you can't.
But you've got a fucking elbow pensioner to get to them. Do you know what I mean? Like, so talk us through the Card Factory experience.
So we went into the city, what was it, last weekend?
It was last couple of weekends ago, yeah.
We went into the city. I need to get Christmas cards. We went into Card Factory. I've walked in and I instantly lost Matt. I couldn't see him because I'm too short to see shit. Like, for the record, I'm 5'5", so I can see fuck all. Mm. And I found him. I was like, I need to get out. Like, I had sweat. I was like, I need to leave. And we went into Clinton.
Do you know what it reminded me of, right? So, sorry to interject quickly. So, you know, if you, I mean, we've all been toddlers, obviously. But if you ever see a toddler lost in a supermarket, right? It's like that. It was like you'd lost your mummy or daddy. Fucking terrible. You had genuine fucking terror.
I had PTSD.
Because you turned and everywhere you turned, there was just fucking someone. And you're like, what the fuck? It's like a maze of people amongst these. Go on. Yeah,
so, yeah, I literally had a little meltdown.
Yeah.
And then we wandered through Primark to like cut through, didn't we?
Yeah, because if you're from Norwich or been to Norwich, you'll know all about the Primark cut through.
Right, so we cut through Primark. I'm eating a nut. We cut through Primark, and we were just looking. So I was going to get the dog something, weren't I?
Were you? Yeah, you were. You were going to get the dog like a dog treat or something from Primark, which is a fucking weird thing to go to a clothes shop and buy a dog. Fucking not
bow
for you.
Tie,
not
bow ties. When I was going to get in the bow ties.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying it's weird for you to buy it. I'm just weird that it's, like, it sells it. There. Like, do you know what I mean?
And we walked through that, and I was like, I would get him. I was like, and then I looked at the fucking queue.
Yeah, it was fucking ridiculous.
It was horrendous, and it wasn't even late though, was it? It was like, was it lunchtime?
Something like that. It was weird.
And then we went to Clinton's.
It was just fucking, and you know what, Clinton's. So for Clinton, for what Clinton's worth, I can't even do this with a straight face. You know, like I will say this much, right? Cards in general. If I send you a card as an adult, I must really like you, or you're like a family member I've been bullied into sending via my parents. Because cards are so fucking worthless. And I get the sentiment of sending a Christmas card, sending a birthday card, but it's the weird, like, social politics of it. If I don't send someone, like a friend who I've not seen, so shout out my friend Katie Barber, who will not hear this podcast, but shout out, it's her birthday on the 30th of December. Now, I know if I don't send her a birthday card, she won't, like, get annoyed. But, like, I think subconsciously, if she notices I've not sent her one, she'll subconsciously notice that and then go, when my birthday rolls around in March.
Fuck you, I'm not sending a card.
Yeah, exactly. And we've been friends since fucking middle school, right? And I totally get that mentality. But it's a bit of paper with a nice print on the front that says, "To Katie, happy birthday. Lots of love, Matt, Rebecca and Blue." Like, it means nothing. But do you know what? It's so, the whole fucking thing, right? It's so weird. And, you know, like, so birthdays, fine. Celebrating someone's date of birth, fine. That's fine. I can get on board with that. But Christmas cards, unless you're sending it abroad or, like, to someone who you don't see, like, family you don't see very often. Like, cause Rebecca, you obviously, your family live up the north. I don't know why that sentence sounded weird. Like, you'd send them a Christmas card because you don't see them, like, as much as you'd like to. That makes sense. Yeah. Valentine's Day cards, for example, get in the fucking bin.
Buy it,
like,
on the 25th. Buy it on the day, not 25th. Fuck me, where's Valentine's Day?
14th.
I've just realised I haven't sent you a Christmas card this year, and I sent you one last year.
But we live together.
Exactly.
This is what I mean. This fucking mental. We live. Why would you send? Why would you buy me a Christmas card?
My mum one, like every year, merely the past.
You live with her. That's mental.
He fucked up last year. He got her one for like lesbians.
What?
My dad last year, but my backstory is my dad buys everything last fucking minute. He is a Christmas Eve man through and through.
I love it. Big respect to Big Dan.
He's got a busy day tomorrow then.
He's got a busy day
tomorrow.
He's got to go get my mum's Christmas present. But he does a solid every year. Last year we went to Tesco's.
I do mum's solid every year.
Leave Julie alone.
Susan out of this.
Right. And
I love the fact you got picked up and called your mum Susan.
He calls my mum Susan as well.
Right. She loves it. To Tesco's last Christmas, Christmas Eve, about an hour before it shuts. And he's like, I ain't got your mum a card. I'm like, right, let's go get you one. So he picked up, he read it, right? Give him credit, he read it. Right. It weren't till that night, he's bought the card, he secured the card, he secured
the bag.
My dad's already secured that bag for Christmas Day.
Fuck you. Go Henners.
Right. It was for
I'm so fucking giddy.
It was so the card was the only way I can describe it, which I think is politically correct.
Mm. I love the way you just stopped to try and squirm. Think this is politically. Just say it. It's fine. I'm sure it'll be fine.
It was a lesbian card. It was for.
So what about it made it lesbian? The fact that
it was addressed to my wife, love your wife.
Oh, okay, fine.
One
fine.
Of those.
So
two,
it was an LGBTQ plus friendly card. There we go. Right. Yeah. Fine.
But obviously,
I just had an image of just the actual picture of just two fucking. Going at it. Yeah, that's what I thought you were gonna say, but then go.
So he's picked up the wrong card. Bless him. He read the verse and he liked the verse. My dad made the card 10 times worse by crossing out your loving wife.
So what did it say?
I'm gonna have to get a picture of it. Right.
Yeah.
But it was whatever it was, from your loving wife.
So he's
crossed it out in a red pen and put husband.
Brilliant. 10 out of 10.
Right. Yeah, and it just cracks us. My mum has kept that card. They've been together since my mum was 18, and my mum has kept the one card.
Fucking love your dad.
My dad is a typical Jack the Lad kind of.
Yeah, he's a fucking class act. Oh dear, that is funny. That is funny.
But yeah. He just leaves it to last minute every year. But do you know what he won't leave to last minute?
What's that?
Getting everything else.
Yeah, that's true.
He will make sure everything, but my mum, for some reason, just leaves the last minute.
Okay, so we're coming up to the hour. We're 56 minutes into this podcast. So this is going to.
I've got a little bit here.
Lovely. This is going to be a possible 2-3 part. We don't quite know yet. But what I will say is I'm going to end this particular episode on a little story that I happened to encounter a couple of days ago when I went to Aldi on my way home from picking up. Oh, I went to go to my friend Emily. Shout out, Emily. And we went and had KFC, went to go see the Colonel. It was very lovely. Had a good old catch up, and I text Rebecca on the way home and I was like, do you need anything? And she's like, I'll just get a couple of little bits from whatever. So I did, and went to Aldi and got a couple of little extra Christmas bits. And I saw a woman have what I can only describe as a full on fucking meltdown in the meat aisle. That's not meant to be saucy, but yeah, fine. We'll make it saucy. Oh, she had a bit of meat.
More like a turkey. It was more. That was my turkey impression. That was terrible. How do you do a turkey impression?
Hang on, let me YouTube this.
How do you do it? You probably can do it.
You do a turkey.
I'm not a.
Let me get it off.
All right, okay, easy. Right,
what
so she
turkey
was.
Noises.
So shut
YouTube.
Up. Just shut up. Let me
Spotify.
Let me finish this story, then we can end this fucking episode, right? So she was down there. I walked in, right? Everyone was calm.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm looking for. That is what I'm looking for.
Okay, brilliant. Okay. Thanks for that, Rebecca.
That is on my YouTube search history.
So this
my recommendations of turkey.
Would you like to hear this turkey noise?
This woman was having a full on. So I'm much like your dad, right? I'm all for the late shopper. I'm all for it, right? I mean, at least your dad didn't go for a pack of cigarettes and never came back.
No, but he could have gone for a bag of weed and not come back.
Well, that's true. Julie, if you're listening, she's joking.
I don't know how podcast works. My dad did get caught, though, the other
day. Hang on a minute. We can save that story, right? What I will say is, walking into Aldi, happy as you like, just full of Colonel KFC, happy as Larry. What? Oh, she's finished a bottle of wine.
You've got another full one right there.
Yeah, it's fine. So we've worked on the fucking down the meat aisle, and it's a woman, right? And, I'm not laughing at the fact that she was probably having some sort of existential crisis slash meltdown.
Ain't we all at Christmas?
But what she was having was she was going fucking mental at this at the Aldi woman like working there, right? And I felt really bad for the woman working there because no one gets paid enough to work a couple of days before Christmas Eve and someone go fucking mental at them, right? She literally, I'm not even joking, she was like, excuse me, love. Sorry, I didn't know what the accent.
I mean, I feel like you should really try a Suffolk accent.
Okay, right.
Not my accent.
So we'll do, who wants to role play with me for this? Someone, do you want to be the Aldi worker?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you'll be the Aldi worker. Excuse me, love.
Yeah.
Do you have any turkeys? Right. And the woman, she went, oh no, this is all we have, right?
This is like all we have, okay, right.
Oh, so there's no turkey?
No, there isn't.
Oh, so what am I going to do?
That ain't my problem, go to Masters.
That was pretty much her response, to be honest. And literally this woman, I'm not even joking, like, just literally just went... Hang on, I'm just gonna pull my microphone away from my face. Just went, you've ruined my Christmas.
Well, it's not right. So, mad respect to anyone that works.
Hang on. You've ruined my Christmas.
I'd throw punches for less.
No. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it ain't me that's doing your fucking food shopping, is it, Doris?
She, in my opinion, because I worked like for a supermarket.
Did you? You should really tell someone about that.
Yeah, should have. Come early, love. Like, come on, it's Christmas. You're not going to have expected turkey 2 days before Christmas. If you get in there early, you're going to sell quick.
Like, I'm sorry, but, like, get your fucking meat in November. I'm not sitting near the microphone, so Matt's
but the thing is, like, I mean, the woman said that she got some frozen ones and she was turning her nose up here. A turkey's a turkey. Frozen or not.
You're a vegetarian, so
yeah,
it's fine.
But from her point of view, it's like, just have the turkey, like... Whether it's frozen or fresh, like, just throw it out.
Turkey sandwich filling.
You know, she was having a sexual, an existential.
Have a bird in a bird.
If you wait, she was in the fucking meat aisle strumming a fucking bean. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Meat aisle in Aldi.
No, she was having an existential crisis in the middle of Aldi.
Yeah, but that's not the workers' problem, though.
No, it's not. But it was just, it was just, you know when you're not meant to laugh, right? And I've only done this once, right? I've done it at my granddad's funeral, right? And I'll leave the podcast the story. So I laughed at my granddad's funeral. I was probably about 14. And so there's two things that made me laugh. So the first of which was a tractor was held the coffin up. Right, and my granddad used to drive tractors back in the day when he was younger. So like that was kind of amusing. Like, you know, granddad's, you know, finally getting his own back on granddad. Do you know what I mean? Right. And then when they put the coffin down on top of my nan's grave, or my nan was, right, this is so fucking funny looking back at it. Right, my shout out to my cousin Gary, who's a couple of years older than us. He went, well, at least one thing's for certain. Granddad finally got back on top once again.
That's right? So fucking bad.
And you know what? I had to hold myself, right? Compose myself. Because I'm the oldest, right? So I was 14. My sister would have been 10. My brother would have been 12. They're fucking crying. I've just buried the fucking ground. I mean, I might be a little bit younger. A little longer than 12. But anyway, the point still stands. I've got to be the older fucking sibling, holding it all down, holding it all together.
And around the age of 12, yeah, big man.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. If your 4 years younger sister is fucking in bits because she doesn't quite grasp the concept of what's happening, right?
I mean, I feel
you've got to, like, kind of hold it. Like, when your granddad passed, like, I wasn't even like that. Like, I had to hold it together for you. Because I didn't want, if I fucking went, just as a sad situation, if I fucking went, you're going to fucking go. If you go, everyone else is going to fucking go. Do you know what I mean? So like, I felt that level of kind of keep it together.
Mate, I'm glad that my granddad died during, everyone I know died during the pandemic.
I just fucking lost it laughing. I could not help it. It was the funniest fucking thing. And it's rare that you get beautiful moments like of comedy in sadness, and it was just fucking chef. It was so fucking funny.
The fact that it's at a funeral, though.
But you know what? Like, if you can't laugh the serious parts of life, then what? Do you know what I mean? We're like, I learned from a very fucking young age, and this is going to take a real dark turn real quick, right? I learned from a very young age, right? Shut up, dick. That we all fucking die, and none of it fucking matters, right? And it's like, once I learned that revelation, I was like, oh, fuck it, don't matter then. That's why only now, age 30, going on 31, I've actually finally got my life.
Was it your 30th this year?
Yes, March 2023, I turned 30. Was it? Yeah, well, of course it would be. Yeah. I'm gonna end the podcast.
With, yeah.
Yeah. I've just done a little hand gesture to go, yes, I was 30 this year.
Because I was thinking that, because I was like, is this the year I financially used and abused my cards?
Okay, we're gonna end the podcast on that cliffhanger. No. Because otherwise we're gonna go, oh, talk. We're gonna come back to that in just a second. So we're gonna stop it here.
We're going to have a little wee break.
I need a fag.
Basically.
You're going to have a cigarette.
I want a cup of tea.
You're having another wine, are you? We'd have more beer. It's a drunk cast.
I've had a bottle of wine.
She's had a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I can still have a cup of tea. I can have whatever beverage I want. I'm still drinking my wine.
I could have a cup of tea, though.
You're with me. I've had three.
Can I get the other bottle?
Of course you can. Right. Anyway, we're gonna bow out of here. So we shall see you in the next episode. Bye.
There we have it, part one of three of the Drunk Cast. We hope you enjoyed that. We will be back on Boxing Day for part two of the Drunk Cast. More fucking drunken shenanigans. Until then, be good, be safe, be kind. We'll see you next time.